Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Talking the talk, walking the walk, and burning the bean. That's what Meade County farmer Fred L. Sipes does. He uses soy biodiesel in his farm equipment.
B20 is a very popular blend, and also a 3 and 5% blend. It is very common in almost all diesel. The 3 and 5% does not have to be labeled. The 20% blend is 20% biodiesel, and the other 80% is regular petroleum fuel.
A B20 blend in his farm equipment is standard operating procedure.
Using the tractors and the combines and trucks and equipment, it's been a plus for us. And, you know, anytime we can use soy biodiesel, we're growing the soybeans, and that's one way, the end result, that we can use our products is through the biodiesel.
Sipes serves on the Kentucky Soybean Promotion Board, which partners with the Kentucky Community and Technical College System and High School Technical Training Systems to provide an online training program for diesel techs.
This is one of the programs that we do as far as the biodiesel program, and it's a very educational program. Both schools that I was able to go to here last week, the kids seemed really involved and really enjoyed the class.
Begun in 2013, this spring's graduating class brought the number of successful course completions to 253. More on burning the bean in a minute. We'll be right back.
Grillions. What's grillions? That's a grillmaster's sizzling passion for beefy brilliance on the grill. The devotion to grilling mouth-watering steaks to perfection. Typically, grillience is earned over time, but here's a shortcut. Get all the tips you need at beeffordinner.com and get your grillions on, my friend. Beef, it's what's for dinner.
This message brought to you by beef farmers from across Kentucky. Meade County farmer Fred L. Sipes says anytime you're exploring something new, like soy biodiesel, there's a learning curve. His personal experience is extremely positive.
It's cleaner burning. It's not harmful to the engine, which that's a myth. It's putting a lot of junk in the filter. The filters are clogging up. But I think people's learned now that it's cleaning your systems out, your fuel systems and whatnot, and just got to change your filters more often.
He feels soy diesel removes impurities, resulting in better engine performance. He and Soybean Association staffer Ray Wagner visited two recent high school graduating classes in Meade and Marion counties. Well worth their time.
It was. And in both classrooms that we was at in both counties, when we left, the educator said that they'd be contacting Ray again for next year, next class, and they want to do it again. So the kids get to put a face with the name of the farmer or whoever's in that area doing the program. It's a good program for the farmers and for the students.
Meade County farmer Fred L. Sipes, burning the bean.
Yes, we burn the bean. That is correct.
And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.